North B, don't rainbow read me, nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
I called the head of Payless.
It's, you know, what's crazy is a lot of stuff on social media. Everybody always talking about, like, what a man should do, what a woman should do, provider, this, that, and third.
But go in half.
But what's crazy 100%. Is, like, everybody like, I want to be married. But, like, do you, though? Do you really want to be married?
You just want the wedding, nigga.
You just want the wedding. Or maybe you just don't want to be alone.
That part. You know.
So we gonna get into this. So
got to.
Welcome to another Snippersode.
I don't know nothing about no sets.
Of Unapologetic Advice Podcast. I am your co-host, Gemini.
Now Trilly St. Clair.
I'm the man.
Okay. And this is Unapologetic Advice Podcast. Y'all can hit us up.
Oh no, I forgot. I'm playing for real.
You are.
Yeah, for real. Actual nigga for real.
Y'all can hit us up at unapolopod@gmail.com. Our Instagram, all one word, Unapologetic Advice Podcast. You can check out our website, ohiopod.com. And Trilly, where can they find you?
Cleveland_Trillberg. What's my former page? Now it's Plain_Dame. A lot of you all have been liking that name. So I think I am going to remain Plain_Dame. Shout out to those who gave me weird shout outs this week. This week was kind of weird.
Are you just going to change your podcast name then?
Nah, I'm still Trilly St. Clair because I'm from motherfucking St. Clair. And it ain't going to change. That shit is in my bones. When they break me down and look into that shit, they're going to be like, nigga, this St. Clair on some bone thug shit. So it ain't no way around
it.
Yeah. I'm thuggish, ruggish to the bone. And I'm going to diss everybody, nigga.
Speaking of everybody.
Everybody.
Let's talk
don't
about
that. Don't let an ugly motherfucker.
Don't never let an ugly bitch disrespect your shit.
Never.
Oh, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Gangsta Boo.
Yes. Yes.
She passed away?
Hell yes. Yeah. Rest in peace, Gangsta Boo, man.
Damn,
man.
You want to do a moment of silence?
I'm just going to say something good about her.
Okay. Yeah.
First woman, female rapper that I actually bought her record.
Not Lady of Rage, huh?
Hell no. Nah. I wouldn't give a fuck about no Afro Puffs like that. She ain't.
We like the soundtracks and shit with Lady Rage on there, but I don't think we bought
she
her
never
album.
Came out. Like
I bought the Brat album.
I did buy Funk the Five.
Funk the Five was a cold ass album.
Yeah. But like when I actually gave a fuck, like it was Gangsta Boo.
Gangsta Boo and LaChat.
She had some smacks on that motherfucker.
Yes.
And then she tried to come out and be like sexy with it on the next album.
Where
like,
them dollars at? Right. Nigga, where them dollars? I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Gangsta Boo, man. We love Gangsta Boo. We love you, Memphis. We love y'all. She left here how she left here. But a lot of our artists down in Memphis, we've been, you know, Dolph. Rest in peace, Dolph.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Big Scar. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been losing a lot of artists down in Memphis. But yeah, Gangsta Boo, man, was that thing. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna see my kid on the late night tip. You know what I mean? Like all that shit. Like 3-6 Mafia was the shit when they was the shit. You understand me?
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Rest in peace to her.
Okay. Yeah, so let's talk about marriage.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about fun.
Speaking of Gangsta Boo, let's talk about
Married to the game.
So Trilly, first, what did you have in your cup?
Man, listen.
You really about to ask?
Yeah, what would you sip at all? I got tea.
I'm a piece of shit. Terrible. I'm a piece of shit because, I made a pit stop at my godchildren's home, check on them. And, you know, I was traveling with that, with some tequila. Right?
I knew I smelled that.
Damn, you smell it.
I did. I was like, we do it tequila. Well, you do it tequila because I got tea.
I'm in
trouble. Walk around smelling like a can of tea.
I'm in trouble with the state troopers if she can smell me. But anyways, I'm like, yo, you know, I'm at the guy baby's mama's house, and I ask her, I said, baby girl, you know, I got this goddamn tequila right here. Do you got some juice for a nigga? And she hit me with the, no, I got the baby's Pedialyte. I said, oh, shit. I'm going to be like a full on.
You drank a Pedialyte with some tequila?
Yeah. I ain't want to say nothing. But,
oh, my God. Was it good, though?
It's actually not bad.
Hey, okay. Well, drop the recipe for him, then. How much tequila to a Pedialyte?
All right. So, I got like I had two shots in a little glass that I packaged up. Because, you know, I had to check on the baby, leave a couple dollars over there. You know, long story, you know, free the real niggas. But anyways, so she was
babies?
Like, yeah.
Free the babies?
Not the babies. Ugh. The baby's daddy. You know, I'm a god daddy, you know, so I got to make sure, you know, we got to hug and take care of the babies.
Okay.
It's 2023, you understand me? So, yeah, she, I poured two shots of that in there. And then I put some Pedialyte in there for the color.
What some?
Maybe like a drizzle.
What's a drizzle? Like how much of the cup?
You know she measuring right now.
No, so they can replicate this. They know damn well their kids got Pedialyte in there. They all right, go ahead and mix.
Two shots of tequila, half a shot of Pedialyte.
Half a cup or half a shot?
Half a shot of Pedialyte. A real nigga know what a real nigga do.
No, but you know what? Measure. I kind of commend that because, you know, it's like when, you know, alcohol is a diuretic.
Yeah, electrolytes.
Right, exactly. So he like, so he going to be good. Like his hangover ain't going to be hungover.
Yeah,
like,
we got to drop that recipe in the notes. Yeah,
and I ain't drunk or nothing. Like I'm chilling. This
well, that's
because
really... you hydrated the fuck. Shit. That's what the babies use to stop throwing up. Your ass will be like, ah.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, some electric lights in my glass got a nigga feeling great. Oh, I ain't even really, I ain't high or drunk. I'm feeling great.
Oh,
like,
my
I'm
God.
Chilling. I'm on a wave.
I'm glad I asked.
Ready to talk about these bitches.
I'm glad I asked. Well, you don't need it. I just had a peach and mango tea that you could pick up from Target. It's unsponsored, but, you know, Target, y'all could sponsor me.
Good luck to you.
Put a little bit of agave in there.
Ask me
what I got. Okay, what's your player for real? What you got?
Player for real. Got electric pickles.
What?
Electric pickles.
What a coincidence. I got an electric pickle too.
Wow. Boop, boop, boop.
So it's pickles that I actually made.
Did you now?
Yes. A little bit of coriander, lime juice, sea salt.
You should have bobblehead chick. Ain't do
that. I ain't mad at it. But God made this pickle I'm going home with. I'm about to...
I'm about to electrolyte
some...
with that Pedialyte that you got.
Right.
Got the energy for.
I'm going to pee out the light of the Pedialyte, and then I'm going to put some electrolytes in a bitch's light.
That nigga do a Goku. And that's why we're talking about marriage. See, this is a healthy marriage that we talking about.
16 years in, I'm an expert.
All right, so... Let's do a couple things. One, I want to talk about, there's a lot of conversation about, I want to be married by such and such date or such and such time or whatever it may be. Or, yeah, I want to be a husband to somebody. But, like, they're just, like, not doing the things to show that
right. They're
even aligned with that being a potential future step.
Right.
Can you give them some advice on what you see and, like, how you would advise them to move differently since you're married?
Pick a different bitch. I'm going to start there. And what I mean
by
that...
Can't be him?
No. I'm saying that to the man and a woman. Pick a different bitch.
Okay.
Because women look at men like bitches, too. That's my bitch. That's my hoe. That's what they tell their girls. Girl, I got him on it. That's my bitch.
I mean, that all came out from the Meg case, allegedly.
I'm just being 100. Bottom line is this. First thing first is that... I feel like we're a lot more invested into what somebody could do versus what we bring to the table.
That's a good message.
Yeah, it's a lot of hungry motherfuckers at the table empty-handed. Like bring shit to the table.
Like homosexual worthy or just like not in that vein?
All that. Because, you know, this 50-50 conversation is hilarious because...
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Because single me was fucking the shit out of a bitch and wasn't giving her nothing. You understand me? And it wasn't even like no pimp shit, no gangster shit, no nothing. She just fucked with me because I'm me type shit, right? Just the same as when I was courting a female and I couldn't understand, like, why I can't crack this bitch? Like, she really, because she fucking a nigga that she fuck with. She got somebody that she really, really likes, right? And that nigga ain't doing half the shit. That nigga ain't taking a bitch to Olive Garden and all this old shit, Red Lobster. And all that old shit.
I can't stand your Red Lobster.
Yeah. Bitch ain't going to Red Lobster with
that
nigga.
Bisque.
Man, that nigga got her in the back seat in a fucking Boston Crab. Beating
Huckle
the
back
shit. Was huckling, buckling, beating the shit out that pussy. And what she was doing? She exited in the car. Probably
straightening that wig.
Straightening that wig. Man. Making sure her lashes was cool. Wiping that little cush with a little sock. Or whatever the fuck she could find.
And
that
receipt.
Yeah, and that bitch exited that car, and all of a sudden her morals returned when a nigga called her. You know what I mean? It turned into a, well, you know, I don't usually do this. And, you know, when I'm, if a nigga want to take me out, he got to do this, this, that. That nigga Stanley coming through that bitch slanging dick. That nigga ain't got a gas card for you, bitch. He ain't got nothing. You know what I mean? So I'm saying all this to say that you sitting here, like, ain't nothing is funnier to me than a woman with a type. And you single than a motherfucker. Because your type don't fuck with you.
What do you mean?
What I
six
mean?
6 feet, 6 figures.
Yeah, I mean, he gotta be tall. He gotta have some money. He gotta have this. He gotta have that going on. And then you be fucking with these. And if you look a little something, you look like something, you be fucking with these guys, right? But that's just it. You be fucking these guys, right? They not keeping you. They not holding on to you. They just fucking you. But you got a guy that's really into you. He probably texting you, making sure you made it in good. Hey, you in the house? You had something to eat? You good? Your phone bill paid? You got gas for your car? Damn, it's snowing outside. You got a nigga to come clean
that
your car.
That be the one they cheat on.
No, that be the nigga they don't even give a fucking chance to. Because, yeah, girl, he too nice. Girl, I just can run over him, so I don't know about him. I need somebody that can deal with me. The niggas that deal with you, bitch, be running your credit bill up and they be...
Dealing dick.
They just dealing dick. And then you talk too slick, they fuck around, you leave there with a black eye. Bitch, your type is abusive. Your type broke. Your type ain't got no motherfucking money. Your type be fucking your friends.
And family.
Your type is every bitch type that ain't got no morals. Bitch.
Wow. I would say it's the same thing with, like, men too, though, right? Like, you have
yes.
some really good stand-up guys. But they just be, like, waiting on these chicks to, like, turn a new leash on life. And it's like you picking the wrong woman because you got an idea. Like, I want a chick who gonna look like this and look like... No, you want somebody who gonna cook and clean.
Yeah, you goofy-ass niggas.
She might be missing the tooth.
You goofy-ass niggas ain't an isolated incident either. Because you motherfuckers be out here talking about some... y'all be fucking with bitches that tell y'all shit like... I don't want to like you too much, because if I do, then I don't really be fucking... I don't stay around when I like somebody too much. I've been hurt. And then niggas will accept that old goofy-ass shit.
I've literally said that to somebody.
Mm.
I've literally said that. So look, I was hanging out with a dude, and like I peeped. He disclosed some shit that was real personal, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, he like actually like likes me and like is actually like trying to like... go somewhere with this. I'm not interested. Like, he was like nice, but like he wasn't who I want to be with. So, you right. know, I just started going real emo. Like, word, that's crazy. What you doing today? Shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what time I'm about to be. Like, I just started like making myself so unavailable because not that he was a bad dude, but it's just he just wasn't for me. To me, it was no reason to hold up somebody's husband.
And that's what I'm saying. Girls.
I ended up okay in the end.
I mean, you know, girls don't want what's best for them. They want what the fuck looks good to them. They want what's a good look. They want an Instagram post.
Well, back then, that wasn't really like a
oh, no, that's not your struggle. Yeah. I'm just telling you in general.
You talking about like Lori.
So what was your struggle, Gemini?
What do you mean my struggle?
So why didn't you want this
Because
guy?
Just he like Trilly said, I had an actual nigga that I liked, and there's no reason for me to even bother. Like, the thing is, let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about dating. People want to think that they're exclusive, right? You are not exclusive until you both agree that you're exclusive. So if you fucking with other people, you fucking other people, chances are y'all not really like you're dating.
Right.
So you can't even be mad if he talking to other chicks or whatever it may be, right?
Right.
So it's not necessarily a struggle. It's war. And it's let the best man win. And the thing is also, I think it's selfish of people to be blocking somebody's wife or husband. Because if you don't want them and they start really like disclosing stuff to you or like trying to make stuff long-term plans with you and you're not trying to do that, let them niggas go. Let them go.
Right. Right. And
y'all not ready for marriage. You're not ready for an actual relationship. Like, then let them go so they can find somebody who is.
Right. And that's why, you know, fast forward into the conversation that we're really on is the whole why aren't they married type deal, right?
Because you didn't have 15 of those situations.
Yeah,
like, damn. How many times you think you go get these blessings?
And on top of that, like, you have this outrageous imaginative thought process of what the fuck your proposal's supposed to look like.
Oh my God.
What your fucking wedding's supposed to look like.
You know, plan of getting pregnant, buying houses and all this other shit. Yeah. I think about the economy. It's fucking up 150 basis points. I wanna buy a house. Nah. Bitch, you crazy.
Nah, how dare you propose to me in a car? How dare you propose to me at my family's house?
Then they posting that shit on LinkedIn of all social medias now. Like, what the fuck?
What?
That just means, bitch, you need a
my
job.
My LinkedIn is on some other shit.
Who the fuck are you friends with? Your network is wild.
My LinkedIn like that, too. These bitches just, you know, and these niggas, too.
My network don't look nothing like that.
These guys, every guys and girls, everybody have this imaginary, this phantom idea of what the marriage is supposed to be. And people trip off me, and I ain't ashamed to say it. I don't know how, you know, Mrs. St. Clair feel. I don't know how my pal Al feel about this, but I got married, in the courthouse, right? The mans was there. Mans was there, right?
He was actually a player for real.
Oh, man. But anyway.
She was fresh?
Player for real.
Hey.
He was there. Held my daughter. All that shit, right? Me and my wife been rocking for 16 years. And you know why? Because my ego is in my back pocket in a pair of jeans I'm not wearing right now. How about it? I don't have an ego. I don't have an expectation. I don't have none of that. That's my teammate. We in it to win it. You feel me?
Okay, talking about teammate. Let's talk about the provider conversation. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women will be like, you know, a man's supposed to be provider, or a man will say, like, you know, I'm not marrying X, Y, and Z because they have to have, you know, cook, clean, whatever else, because I'm providing for the family. Now, my question to you is, in a marriage, do you think that, A, the man can be a provider, and B, can he be the, quote, provider if they go on half on everything?
I mean, that's the thing. Who wants to be the sole provider for everybody when y'all both able-bodied motherfuckers unless you just make that much more money than your counterpart? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, how the fuck that look if I'm making $150,000, you making $100,000? We both in six figures. We both combined can make a lot of shit shake if we just come together.
But let's say the woman is one making the $150,000 and the man's making $100,000, right? They'll be like, I'm not cooking, I'm not cleaning, I'm not doing laundry. Like, we're going to have to split this because we both make an X amount of dollars. Do you think that that is a way in marriage to split things? Or you think that it's still, like, gender roles help?
Nope, because I'm like, why? What the fuck you mean you can't do such, 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 such? And you hear all day, right?
But if she's bringing more in than you are, she makes $150,000, then you make $100,000.
Then my house will be clean.
But would you split the chores, or are you talking about she's still the woman, so she should?
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, if I'm at home I don't give a fuck about mowing. I mean, I don't give a fuck about sweeping or, you know, vacuuming some floors. Like, that ain't a big deal to me. You get what I'm saying? In fact, that's some little cardio for me. I don't mind that shit.
That's another problem with the marriage thing, right? So you got a lot of people in the gender situation where they are struggling with being a provider. Like, because their thing isn't just like, well, you should be cooking and cleaning because somebody kicking the door. Like, you expect me to, you know, fight the dude or whatever, you know, or do whatever it may be. And
yeah,
I think
that's
that's
specific, though.
Yeah.
Because if somebody kicking in the door, you ain't going to be like.
Now, do you think in this day and age.
Step the fuck back, baby. I'm going to take this nigga this time. Kia! You don't do that shit.
But in this day and age, Trilly, I mean, you've seen social media especially. Do you feel like if somebody kicked in the door, a lot more women would grab the strap?
Man, listen. They're going to wake my ass up if I'm asleep. Because that's what happens. I mean, if they got the strap, they just going to shoot anyways. That means they trained to go. But if we both laying in that fucking bed, she ain't going to be like, hold on, boo-boo. You lay back down. I make $150,000. I got this. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Prowler in the motherfucking house, she ain't going to be talking about some, hold on, boo-boo. You know they just gave me a raise. I got this. That ain't going to happen. Nigga, get up. It's somebody in the house. I need you to go handle that shit. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So all of this 50-50, I ain't going half for no nigga. I ain't. Baby girl, you meet the right nigga, you going to pay for every motherfucking bill in the house. Because he going to knock the stuffing out your shit. And you going to be telling your friends, ooh, child, this nigga here, he pressure. You know what I mean? And then when y'all go out to eat and that nigga broke, you going to be slipping that nigga the $100. Here you go, boo-boo.
Yeah,
that, pay that, pay. I got
so,
you.
So let's do the men part.
I've been that, and I was that nigga.
So let's do the men part. Are men taking women who don't have any skills and still just like?
Yeah, since the beginning of fucking time. When have men not? I ain't never heard of a nigga approach her and say, "Baby, what college you went to?"
I meant like cook, clean, stuff like that.
Baby, what college you went to? Who raised you? Let me see what your house look like. Can you vacuum? Can you run a vacuum? You know how to sweep? Niggas don't talk to women like
but
that.
Should they if they're thinking about marriage? This is the question.
I mean, I'm not going to say they should. They should, but they should. It should be a situation where it's like, let me go visit her house.
And for women, too, you think that they should go see how he's living?
Yeah, but women can change a man quicker than a man can change a woman. Because it's one word that... You know, you get you a woman and it's sold separately. It's called accountability. You gotta buy that shit. Accountability means you get a woman will gain accountability with a man when she inherits a Birkin or some sort of purse or some sort of monetary gift. Then it'd be like, you talking, I'ma listen. Cause she got that purse. She got what she wanted out the deal, but now she ready to listen. Bitch, listen. You got this purse, you got this. And none of it matters because you, when you do shit like that, you just make yourself replaceable anyways. I don't need to be walking around with an ATM. ATMs look funny. I want that fine motherfucker that know what the fuck I need from her, or I'm pretty sure she feeling the same way. Ooh, oh, motherfucker over there look like he got a job and he look good. And you know what I mean? Everybody fits somebody else's criteria. But my problem with where we're going with this is that you motherfuckers can't even last as boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, you just ain't even say they ain't getting to the part where
they
like,
don't even make it to the proposal. And then you get a lot of women that's mad at black men that marry white women, right? Like, that's the whole thing, right?
Which is crazy because white women typically treat black men better. I mean,
way the fuck better.
They just do.
Way the fuck better.
They don't got that kind of track.
The only reason why you would change up is because you just like, fuck it, I just want some solid copays. I know Cindy is the shit. I like having her right here. I'ma keep her right here, but I'ma fuck with, you know, my own shit. Like, yeah, you can do that, but you know, you're going to pay more through the nose. It is what it is. But.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people say they want to be married, but they're not really willing to do the work, right? Like, it's relationships work. Are actual work. Like, you're going to have conflicts. You need to resolve those. How does that look? and then how do you move forward? And I think is it Catholicism where they do that thing with the priest before they get married?
I believe so.
So, like, you know, they kind of discuss that before people get married. But I think that just makes sense on all fronts to have those discussions. Like, people don't talk about, like, Love is Blind, for example, this last season. Chick brought up, like, hey, I'm a speech therapist. And she's like, you know, if I had a kid with special needs, I would abort the baby.
Right.
And the dude was like, nah, bitch. Like, you know, that baby is what the baby is. And it's good that they had that conversation, because could you imagine if they actually got married and they had a baby and didn't talk about that? So, like, those kind of hard conversations people need to have, too.
Yeah.
She really said she would do that. I'm like, well, at least she being honest, even if it's on TV.
A regular Glorilla, huh?
No, that's real. Like, motherfuckers need to be really honest about what they want.
I'm just saying, it's kind of, like, a little bit
brazy. She was, like, 30-something. She was, like, 35.
I'm just saying, you got women now to be like, you know what I'm saying? I done killed about 4 or 5 of them motherfuckers.
Oh, you talking about Blueface Girl?
Oh, yeah, Blueface Girl was, yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Shit.
Blueface girlfriend.
Krishana. Yeah, she said she killed about 4 of them babies.
I'm like, damn.
Right.
Like, just saying it just like that, though. Like, my goodness.
That's because she know that he's not a father type. He got a baby or whatever, but he's not ideal for what she would want in a baby father. But yeah, she can't stop fucking with him on a personal side. So that's where it gets muddled.
She keeps talking about being his wife, but like, ma'am, I don't understand how this is gonna work.
But you aborting babies.
Right.
So how close are you to that man? Like, for real, how?
I don't know. My advice is be realistic where you are in your relationship. Be realistic about things that you are willing and not willing to do, because your first date, you can eliminate the future dates. Easy. Yeah. Like, if you say, look, I'm not looking to cook, clean, do all laundry, take care of kids. I'm looking for somebody to pick up X, Y, and Z on that. You know, I intend to go to work. You know, I intend X, Y, and Z. Are you interested in that? Laying it out. Like, either they're going to say yes or maybe they consider it. But, like, people need to just go ahead and have these conversations at this point. You have international options.
Right.
Just lay it out there. That's my advice.
Everybody don't got international options, though.
No.
Why not?
Because niggas ain't got international money. They can't.
Well, like, especially in the U.S., don't. For example, they just not willing to. Okay, so let's say your list is you want somebody over 6 feet, 6 figures. You want a 6-pack. You want an 8-inch.
And he been fucking all your buddies.
You want somebody who is cute in the face. And then, you know, you want him to have a job that travels. Okay, who the fuck are you looking for? It's stuff like that. It's not that you can't, you know, find somebody like that. It's that your criteria for some things is just so niche that you could, like, you know, the dude who's working at GameStop would treat you right. He checks off 3 of those boxes and a possible, like spades. You don't know what that paint is hitting for. Won't know till you unwrap that package. I'm just saying, but, you know, you got a couple things as options. Or even on the flip side with the chick. She seems like she could be nurturing, but you really won't know until you see her with some kids. So I don't know. My thing is people need to just lay it out there because there's no point in even trying to have something long-term if you're not going to be real with each other. Trilly, you got anything?
I think you pretty much said it all. Because I'm at a point now where I'm like, no matter what the fuck we say, we're going to bump our heads on this. Come on. And when I say that, I mean social media-wise. Because a lot of great points got raised, but until accountability go on sale and some women buy it, we're fucked. It's going to be a lot of single-ass women.
Didn't you see a statistic somewhere that was like 60% of women are going to be like single by like 2045 or something like that?
Yeah, I did. And that's why you got all of these companies, JP Morgan, Chase, they're all investing in wineries, dogs, like things that happen with dogs and, you know, travel. So even though those things are low now, they're understand that there's going to be a lot of growth going on in those things because women like to go get their groove back, go on these, you know, trips where they be, you know, these girls' trips sometimes, you know, and they had a fun, and sometimes they have fun with each other and all that.
It's definitely a market for that. So
yeah, market for that and them little furry dogs.
The little Pomeranians and stuff.
Exactly. You know.
Well, stock, would that be? we are not stock brokers. We do not give stock advice. We do not do any of those things. This is a full disclosure. Do not come to us if you find out that you invested in some of this and it doesn't do well for you. I don't give a shit. It's not my problem. And you decide to put your money where you want to put it. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to Unapologetic Advice Podcast. I am your co-host, Gemini. And that is Trilly St. Clair.
Pedialyte.
I'm Trilly St. Clair.
And this is Unapologetic Advice Podcast. Y'all hit us up at unapologetic@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening, y'all. We out. Bye.
Boom, boom.
Did you look for a watch you ain't got on?
It's that Pedialyte.
You need some water. You need some more. You need to stop by the gas station to get you some more Pedialyte. They probably sell that at the gas station now. You still recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.